criminal cases filed through the Dillingham Court have a new prosecutor. Her name is Pamela Dale, and she stopped by this week after wrapping up her first trial in town, which was coincidentally the first trial at the new courthouse on Emperor Way. Pam, good to have you in. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Would you introduce yourself a bit?
Yes. My name, again, is Pamela Dale. I'm an assistant district attorney with the state of Alaska, and I am assigned to the Dillingham jurisdiction, the Bristol Bay jurisdiction, Togiak, and all the surrounding communities. Whatever community the Dillingham district attorney's office covers, they've been assigned to me.
Dale tells me she's been in Alaska since the mid-70s and went to college in the mid-80s at the University of Alaska Anchorage.
When I started undergraduate, I started to do this job. I didn't go to college just to get a college degree. I went to college so that I could go to law school so that I could be a prosecutor. And I went to the University of, I went to Pepperdine Law School because they had a very good criminal law department, and my professors there were excellent.
Her first job after law school was with the Anchorage City Prosecutor's Office, fielding misdemeanor cases like thefts, assaults, and DUIs.
So I worked there for 7 years, and I enjoyed it tremendously. And then I went into private practice because of finances. You know, I had student loans of $843 a month. I had a mortgage. I had daycare, car payments. And I simply, honestly, could not make ends meet. I had to stop being a prosecutor. I went into private practice. I was a criminal defense attorney for a long time.
You have a good reputation from the folks that I've talked to in criminal defense. You built up a good practice.
Yes, and the thing, and thank you. And the thing about my private practice is that I could select the type of people that I would represent. I never represented anyone in any sex cases or any murder cases or any child abuse cases. I would never represent anyone in an animal abuse case. And so I was selective as to the type of people that I represented. And a lot of good law-abiding citizens can get in trouble, and they need good legal representation, and that's what I tried to provide.
How long have you been back with the state now, or how long have you been with the state? This is
right.
The first time.
I have been back only since the beginning of January, but I want you to know that I was trying to go back for over a year. We had this financial crisis, and for a good part of the time that I wanted to go back to the state, there was actually a hiring freeze.
Right.
So when this opportunity came available in Dillingham is when I got hired, and
okay.
I got hired for this position.
Okay, let's talk about this position. The community learned not too many months ago here that the Dillingham DA's office was slated to be closed not long after the one prosecutor left here put in her resignation. And I think the perception was we're going to have cases are just going to be doled out to Anchorage district attorneys. We won't know who they are. We're probably not going to get as much attention, et cetera, et cetera.
That is not the reality, and Dillingham would not have been well served if that was the reality. There was a period of time before they hired somebody specifically to take on the Bristol Bay caseload where they did distribute the cases to very experienced prosecutors, but those prosecutors have big Anchorage caseloads. And the day that I started, I have all the Dillingham cases. I have every single morning. I live downtown every single morning. The first thing I go into the office and I look to see if there's any in custody arraignments. So you're covered 7 days a week. And my entire job is the Dillingham calendar.
During our interview, I raised again the concern that criminal cases in the Dillingham court won't get the same amount of attention as they used to, that the state will try to avoid costly trials, might deal down or quietly dismiss charges. Over the past month, we have watched drug cases and DUIs and others get dismissed, usually catching the police who investigated them completely off guard. I asked Dale if, for budget reasons or different perspectives, a less aggressive prosecution would be the norm.
I think the opposite is going to be the case. I personally am, I would say, a rather aggressive prosecutor.
I noticed. I think everybody in the court noticed this week.
And But respectfully, I mean, I'm not pretending to be something that I'm not. I care very much. I care about officer safety. I care about public order. I care about violence and that people can live their lives and have confrontations or arguments with people without having to worry about being physically assaulted. I care about drugs not infiltrating and ruining this community.
Will you be available to the public, to police, to victims, to defendants? Will the law enforcement be able to get a hold of you to help build cases? Will the public be able to get a hold of you to yell at you if they think it's not done right?
Yes. I have daily contact with law enforcement. And I've also told them, you know, I'm available 24/7 for calls anytime. I've told them that they cannot ask too much of me. I understand that the community would want their DA in the community, but I can also tell you that I do not believe that Dillingham is being sold short, having the Anchorage District Attorney's Office handling this jurisdiction, because again, you have one Assistant District Attorney that's in charge of this, but I'm not my own boss. Jack McKenna's my boss. I have oversight, but I also have the resources to be able to successfully prosecute cases in Dillingham.
Okay.
Also, I want to say, you can expect me every single month. So there's no cutting corners. We're not going to be dismissing cases because we don't want to travel. And I just want you to know that I take this very seriously. And I just went to grand jury on someone who I think is a very serious offender. And I am confident that I will be in trial in the beginning of March. And I will be here as long as it takes.
We'll see you then. Pamela Dale, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.